The Oregon College Savings Plan can help you support your kid's future career as a teacher. Airplane driver? No, their career as a hairstyle designer. As a dinosaur doctor? Oh, their future job as a windmill builder. No, an ice cream taster. You know what? We just don't know what they want to be yet. But while they figure it out and dream big, we're here to help you save for what comes next, whatever that may be. Learn more at OregonCollegeSavings.com.
Welcome to the Awakening You podcast, reminding you that the answers are within. My name is Scott Goyette, and I am your host. Each week in this podcast, I will be sharing some simple yet very useful tools to help you dive deep and discover how infinitely powerful you really are. The show is based on specific growth models created by the Go Love Now movement that will help you choose love and move through your fears. The love model, L-O-V-E, stands for listening, observing, voicing, and empathizing. The fear model, F-E-A-R, stands for forgiving, eliminating outdated beliefs, accepting yourself and others, and rising up and becoming resilient. During each podcast, my amazing guests will share their experiences with using these tools and how you might benefit from using them as well. All information shared during this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Nothing from this podcast should supersede the directions of a doctor or mental health professional. So today I'm here with a very, very special guest. This person has traveled to over 40 countries all over the world, has worked in amazing jobs in the corporate space and done very well financially. This person has been to college and received a 4.0 in graduate school and done all kinds of things that would make one think you're successful. I am extremely proud of this person because this person is my wife. Today I'm welcoming Kim Goyette. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So we walked all the way into the studio from two rooms away. So it's great to be here. I brought Kim on today because I want to talk about how somebody has the ability to walk away from the typical day-to-day routine of working hard in school, getting the corporate job, and doing everything that we've been told to do in our lives, and on the outside being very successful, but maybe on the inside not feeling that way. And I assume that many of our listeners can relate to that, where are we really where our hearts want to be? Are we doing what we really truly believe is our brilliance, and are we living the life that we always wanted? So Kim, tell me a little bit about who you were growing up and what brought you to where you are today. We can start way back when.
Sure. Yeah, I was the type of kid who would create work for herself. So I remember the first day of kindergarten being so jealous of my best friend who was a couple years older because she had gotten homework. And so I came home and told my mom that I had to copy a storybook word for word. And I sat down and tried to do it. And of course, I was super frustrated. I didn't even know how to read. I was hysterical crying. And I eventually had to confess to my mom that I had made up the whole thing. So that's the kind of kid I was, just always, you know, working, going, doing, and full steam ahead.
And I love it. And that's actually, you always hear that opposites attract. I was the kid who said, I don't have homework when I did and found any way around it. So here we are 20 years later doing well because opposites do attract. So I've heard that part and I know you well. You have come to a space that you're a much different person now. Let's talk about what you were like later on in school and in college and what was driving you then.
Yeah. So in college, I started opening up to experiences that I have were more than just grades. And so I took time to connect with other people, get involved, do things that I really enjoyed, and started to tapping into some of my passions, which is dance, being creative, and just really connecting with others on that level as opposed to just focusing on grades.
Super cool. And then one of the things that Kim and I did, we met right after college and we were looking with, you know, some of our friends figuring out what's next. And a lot of our friends made the decision to go get full-time jobs and work hard and jump right into the corporate space. That's actually where I met Kim. She was working for an environmental technology company, which was her major in undergrad. It was interesting because I was just leaving a job in fitness, trying to decide what I wanted to do next. And upon meeting her, I said, you know what we should do? We should just get an RV and travel around the country. And I had asked multiple friends to do the same thing because I really was the kind of person who wanted to see the world and learn from perspective and not from books. She agreed, which was crazy. We went on the equivalent of Craigslist back then. It was called the Penny Saver, a little magazine that they had at all the grocery stores. And we found an RV that they were selling for, I think it was like $5,000. Unfortunately, we only had in our combined bank accounts $2,600, but we wanted to go look at it anyway and keep the dream alive. So when we showed up, we got there and seemed like the people really wanted to sell it. And so they said, what do you have? You know, what would you offer us? And we're like, this is all the money we have. And they're like, we'll take it. So it turns out this couple was actually from Australia and they had to move the next day and they literally had to sell it. So they sold this RV to us for $2,600. We came down to Texas from the Boston and New England area, got to Texas, and we decided to go to graduate school at Texas State University. Tell everybody a little bit about that experience and how we actually arrived.
Yeah, quite the interesting ride. I mean, it was just a total adventure. We were on the road. Anywhere you pulled over was your home, which was so amazing in this 1978 Dodge Tioga. It was orange and brown. It had woven weave shades. It had furry carpet that was orange.
I mean, it was perfect. Just,
yeah, it was awesome. He loved it. He loved it. Although pieces were flying off of it as we approached Texas.
We were shedding our skin. We were getting rid of old beliefs. It was just falling all over the highway.
We used a lot of duct tape to hold it together, and that's no joke. But we landed in Texas and just on a whim decided to stay and go to grad school. And that's kind of where our life journey in Texas started.
No doubt. And so it was interesting because once again, you know, Kim's somebody who literally wanted to make work for herself and always judged herself on how well I was doing, you know, or she was doing in school or whatever the opportunity at hand was to essentially challenge yourself. And so I was the opposite. I was always trying to figure out how can we get by? How can we change the rules? How can we make a new path? And so it was great that she was in agreement enough to take the journey to Texas. And then we found an opportunity to go to graduate school while here. But more than that, tell us a little bit more about once we, you know, got into school, what was the workload like? You know, what kind of things that were you doing at the college itself?
Yeah, so I was a graduate assistant, so I had the opportunity to start to teach, and I really enjoyed that aspect of things. I was going to graduate school for physical education, and I enjoyed teaching the undergraduate kids, and that started getting me into that lifestyle, and I thought I was going to be an educator. And then as things progressed and we graduated, it seemed like there were other enticing opportunities more in the sales side of things, which I never in a million years thought I would get into.
That was pretty interesting as well, because knowing Kim, she was somebody who always followed her passion and dream. When we first met, like I said, she was working in environmental science, which was her undergrad degree. And then in graduate school, I would have fully expected she was going to be somebody directly involved in exercise science, and whether it was teaching or serving others in some capacity to better their health. That's where I expected to see her go. But one of the things that maybe I did unintentionally, but it kind of lured us into the corporate environment, is I was working for a telecom company. And at the time, I had the record for a given month and the most volume of sales. And so it was a good amount of money, because in 1994, the divestiture with all of the telecom companies, we had all the baby bells get split up and people could resell phone service. There was a lot of money to be made. So I made a very significant amount in a month. And I ended up getting a job for Kim to come on board and work with us as well. And essentially, I was telling her how to sell. I told her, here's how you got to do it. These are the rules. This is what has to happen. This is great sales technique. And told her everything you know how to sell. She comes in, ignores pretty much all of it. And her first month, she just walks up and says, here's the product. Hi, it's nice to meet you. Yeah. And so here's what, tell them what happened.
Yeah, I would essentially bang on doors until I got a sale. And I would just put a smiling face on, connect with people like I really love to do, and I would get sales. And there was a healthy competition, I think, between Scott and I.
Unhealthy. I didn't think it was funny.
But it happened to be that I beat his record.
Yeah, that's good health. I guess that's funny. I still don't find it funny.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing is, that's exactly what happened. She ended up beating the record, and she did it in a way that was very interesting because there was no science behind it. The simple science was go in and smile and just offer the product. And we can talk about why that worked or why it didn't. But the problem with that is we were both enticed by the money. Now, we're young. We want to buy a house. We want to do all these things. So understandable. But we really got lured into a space that started offering us a lot of money for really what I would almost want to call maybe not minimal work, but work that didn't really produce any super value for our growth. It was do this, get some money, but am I really bettering society? And we both got pulled into that space. And in that space, I could see a deterioration in both of us where we said that we're enjoying ourselves and we're going out to happy hours with friends. We're going to golf tournaments. We're making a few dollars. We bought the house. Life's great on the outside. Resume looks good. Perfect couple. Everything's wonderful. But on the inside, what was really starting to happen, Kim?
Yeah, you know, it was about a 15-year span in corporate America for me. And as I was approaching 40 years old, I just felt myself deteriorating. I really didn't know myself anymore. I was in a high-pressure sales job, and my life did not feel good. I was having physical ailments and just feeling exhausted. And I knew that something had to change by the time I was 40. And so I kept just saying that over and over and over again.
One of the things that I think was amazing for you and amazing for both of us is we both always found outlets. I did triathlons for a while. I'd play basketball, just do anything that I could to kind of create an outlet to not living the dream that I wanted to live. And for Kim, I really saw the breakthrough moment come when she took a yoga training class to learn to teach yoga. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I was so stressed out in my 9-to-5 job. I went to a yoga class, and I was not a yogi at the time. It was at the gym. And at the end, we were in Shavasana, which is the resting pose. And I felt a significant difference from the beginning of the class to the end of the class. And I thought to myself, gosh, I need to share this experience with other people. And that's what propelled me to take my 200-hour training. And once I dove into that, everything was just endlessly interesting to me. I started feeling good. I lit up from the inside, and I really knew that that was my passion to start to dive into my spiritual and physical journey.
Which is very interesting because for those of you who have studied yoga at all, there's so many deep parallels to exactly what we share in the love and the fear model. When we're talking about listening to ourselves, we can literally look through the chakras. And if you're familiar, there's a chakra that aligns with every part of our being. And we can literally look for what emotions or what issues that we're feeling and align that to a chakra or energy source in our body. One of the things that I want you to take note of right now is listening to the fact the love model, the chakras, a lot of these lessons that we can see out in the world are literally all much of the same stuff. And it really just saying to take note and be more aware, recognize your senses, because all the answers are literally inside of you. And we're just trying to give you different tools to find those answers. So tell me a little bit more about your story in the corporate space where it really all kind of came to a close really abruptly.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, as I mentioned, I kept thinking to myself, by the time I'm 40, something's got to change. I really just lost myself in the corporate world and I did not know who I was anymore. But the money was so good. I was really enticed with the money and I was having a hard time, you know, visualizing that I could replace that money with something that I enjoyed doing. But when you don't listen to the universe kind of, excuse me, bitch slaps you in the face.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened to me. There was a proposal that was due and all the elements of the universe started giving me roadblocks to get it there on time. I won't go into the series of it, but the last and final thing was as I was approaching the drop-off location and there was literally 2 minutes until I could get the proposal in, the arm of the train came down and just blocked me, physically blocked me, so that I would not be able to hand that in on time and that we would lose the account and it would propel me into doing something totally different than what I was doing right then.
And I was on the other end of this on the phone the whole time. I was calling her to say, hey, is everything okay? And long story short, the copy machine was broken. She had to go to another location to get copies. Then it wasn't the right paper. Then the collator didn't work. I mean, this whole morning, I don't know who was more stressed, me or her, because I kept telling her, it's going to be okay. And the universe always works out the way it's supposed to. What we didn't know was that it was supposed to not work this time. Because we do know, we've talked about this too, when we're listening to our intuitive self, the lessons that are shared with us, at first they're a tap. They're literally a tap. Then they're kind of a punch to the arm. Then they're a smack to the face. And ironically, with this one, it literally was being hit by a train.
Yeah.
Or not. Or because imagine if you said, I'm going to get this in, you would have physically been hit by a train. So the good news is the arm on the road came down and said, we're not going to get hit by a train, but we're showing you that was the next lesson, literally, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And so that lesson was learned. Now, when we're sitting here doing the math, saying, okay, so you lost this deal, you ended up losing your job. We're kind of doing the math and saying, how do we afford all our fun stuff? How do we, you know, our boat or our jet ski or cars or house, how do we afford this now? Like, where are we going? On a yoga salary? What am I going to get, $50 a class and I'm going to go do this? Or it was a big hit to us. Now, this is what we're doing the show for right now. One of the things that we talked about is listening to your intuitive self. And one of the other things we talked about in the end that I think is very important is the resiliency piece. The moment that you trust in the universe and trust that you chose this existence and that everything does happen for a reason, if you truly, truly, truly found value in teaching yoga, if you truly, truly found value in doing podcasts or speaking or whatever, and you know that's where your brilliance lies, the universe will energetically take care of you. And when I say energetically, I mean there's an energy exchange, and that'll come in the form of money, compensation. It'll make sure that you are okay, as long as you're giving 100% to your truth. So tell us now how we shifted gears from this comfortable life to a little bit more uncomfortable, but potentially high growth life.
Yeah. So, you know, that was very abrupt. Everything just ended, the income, everything. And there was a lot of fear associated with the transition to what I wanted to do, which was honor my gifts and honor my passion. I took 3 months off and really just thought about, what do I want my life to look like? What do I value? And one of the things that came up for me was time. Our daughter was very young and I wanted to be able to spend time with her. And so freedom and flexibility was huge when it came to my schedule. So I wrote that down. I wanted to be able to control my own life and honor my own space and be able to do what I need to do to feel good on a day-to-day basis, like exercise and yoga and so on. So I wanted flexibility. And as soon as I started to put those pieces together and ask myself, you know, what is the value that I can bring to the table? I began to create a sales consulting business and a yoga business. And between the two of them, to date, now I work, gosh, maybe 15 hours a week and make about the same amount of money that I was making back then. But the transition was extremely painful. I felt a ton of fear. You know, I'm second guessing myself, can we do this? Can we do this? And here we are on the other side.
Yeah. And there's no question they're the right decisions, because this past year, some of the freedoms that we've created for ourselves afforded us the opportunity to travel around the world. So Kim, my daughter Kayla and I, we all made the decision to go to almost, 30 something countries around the world. We started in South and Central America. We ended up going to Southeast Asia, went up into the Middle East, into Eastern Europe, Western Europe, and then came back home. It was the most amazing educational year of our lives. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. And I think that the transition from corporate America to expanding into so much more, to being on our own, a self-sufficient business, really prepared us for that journey around the world and gave us the opportunity. I don't think that if we were in corporate America that we would ever have taken that leap.
No. And it's one of the things that people always talk about in retirement. They'll go travel and do this and this and this. But to offer that opportunity to our daughter and experience it ourselves at a young age, you know, while we're still vibrant and able to climb up the mountains and do all the big hikes and run around in Patagonia and check out the pyramids in Egypt and do all that, that probably wouldn't have happened to the extent later in life. It's amazing that we've been able to do the things that we want to do for us, Tell me a little bit about how your business is empowering others. And so, you know, both the sales and the yoga business, especially the yoga business, because I see the results and I want to hear it straight from you.
Yeah. So, I think 7 years ago, I started my yoga business and it was very small. And I felt that there was a need for women in particular, a similar situation to me, working moms that were very stressed out, that felt very disconnected. So I created these women's retreats as well as other yoga retreats all around the world. And I started by essentially begging people to come. So the first year, there was maybe 10 people, and it was such a powerful experience for these women. I just created the space, and again, when women get together, magic happens. So we ended up having an incredible experience, and then word spread fast. And so now, it really fired me up for my passion, which is really creating space for people to unravel, to experience, and to let go, and to really honor themselves, to nourish themselves. That's my absolute passion.
And I will say this, this all started, one of the first experiences that Kim had and I was a part of on the other end is my skill set and what my superpower is I'm always able to provide the space and the energy to support people to step up and become their truest self and reach their unlimited potential. And Kim asked me, she said, looks like everyone's going to Costa Rica and Bali and Iceland and all these amazing places for yoga retreats. I would love to hold a yoga retreat. And I said, then do it. And she says, but how? And I said, well, there's always new places opening up. Why don't you call one of these places and just say, hey, could I come down there for free? And, you know, could I do this and this and this and bring some people or just host it? And so there was a brand new place at the time called Anamaya, which is now the number one yoga retreat center in all of Costa Rica and literally the most magical place we've ever been. In fact, we've since bought land there and we've got a place that we're going to build eventually. But Kim made the phone call to go down there. I'm telling the story.
Yeah, I was looking to nourish myself and take a retreat. And when I sent a note like Scott's recommendation and said, hey, I'm an instructor, I could teach a few classes, can we do an exchange? They said, why don't you come on down and actually teach the retreat? So I went down there and it was an experience of a lifetime because it opened my eyes to the possibilities of being able to travel, which is, again, one of my very big passions while I work, to be able to create this magical space for people to experience as part of my work. How incredible is that to be able to really dive into your passion and weave it in every aspect of your life? So I felt so grateful for that first opportunity. And here we are, 11 years later, on an annual basis, holding a retreat in the same magical place.
Yeah, and we still do those retreats there in July. And it's amazing because every year we go back, it's literally our family down there. We're friends and very close to everybody there. And the people that show up like clockwork really needed Anamaya. It's a healing, magical place. We've effectively been able to hold that space for people again and again. And it's amazing to watch these people walk away just transformed. Some of the things that we do is there's a lot of yoga. We've got some coaching. We do myofascial release. We do energy work. We have some guided meditations, the yin yoga. And we do a dance, a blindfold dance one evening. It is just incredible. And there's no place like it. So if you ever get a chance to come to those events, they're amazing. We've also done one in Guatemala last year, which was magical. We just got back from one in Bali that was magical. We've been talking about doing one in South Africa because we've got some friends down there and they're going to continue. And it's incredible to be able to go to different spaces on the planet and just be able to see these changes in people.
And you know what's also incredible, which I find just so powerful, is to be able to work alongside you, Scott, in these settings. I mean, think about it. It's really amazing from where we came from in this corporate-minded world where it's like the drudging, the 8 to 5, the 9 to 5 with limited vacation. And here we are so expansive, traveling the world, taking groups to these incredible places. And we're working as partners. I mean, it's so incredible that we've come so far in such a short amount of time. So I really honor that opportunity.
That's a really interesting, and thank you. And of course, I feel the same way. It's really interesting to think about that because I felt like we had this very energized joint soul when we met. And we were like, we're going to run around the world. We're going to go be in this RV. We're going to see everything. And then we got lured into the game. And I know that this happens for many of us. You get pulled into this game of life, and it's all about how much money can I make? How pretty can I be? How strong can I be? How cool can I be? And one day that just got shattered by an arm coming down to stop a train, you know, because I had already pulled out of corporate at that point, and Kim's revenue that she was bringing in was a big chunk of our income. I was teaching at the college level and doing some coaching, but it wasn't that chunk. We weren't ready to lose that chunk in our minds. The universe knew that that's what was actually holding us back, because that was our safety net. That was literally the life raft. There's an island of pure beauty and pure everything that's only a mile swim, which either of us could make, but we just kept our arms on that life raft, and we would have never found that island if we didn't let that thing sink. And the universe had to sink it for us. So forever blessed, totally agree. And it brought us back to the complementary couple we were. I would energize you and tell you, you can, you would ground me. And there was this beauty behind that. And so what I really just want to share with our listeners, and this is the big lesson here. When we sit in a space that we think is our goal or our end game, or the there, we've got our really nice job, everything's working for us. We've made all the excuses not to leave that because we've decided this is what life is. I'm making a lot of money 5 more years to go. Then we'll retire. Then we'll do this. Then we'll do this. Life might work out that way for you. It might. But there's no guarantees. The only thing that we know for a fact we have is the moment, the present. That's why it's called the present. It's a gift. So if we're sitting in this gift, what we need to do is make the most of it every day. And Kim and I both let that life raft sink. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know that we would have done it organically without the assist from the universe. And maybe you won't either. But be aware, when the universe tries to shut you down on your old story and invite you into the new story and be part of the present, once you're invited in to be part of the present, take that opportunity. Because I guarantee you, the results are infinite. And that's the only way you'll truly awaken and find your infinite potential.
Yeah, I have to absolutely agree with you. I had no idea the level of happiness that I could have. It was almost like I was approaching this veil horrified. And as soon as I stepped through the veil and got through my fear, that transition, my happiness level has been 20-fold. It's just unbelievable, the freedom and the power that you have and stepping into your gifts and using them and creating. It's just so incredible to live that type of life as opposed to the life that I was living and thought was quality.
So to finish up with you guys, I want you to really, really just process this. You know, we talk about the love and the fear model again, would listen, observe, voice, empathize, and then the fear model of forgive, eliminate those beliefs that no longer serve you or those patterns that no longer serve you, accepting yourself and others where you are in your journey, and rising up and being resilient. So I want you guys to really think about how we're sharing this model so we can really tune in our senses. And that's the whole reason we do this show. That's the whole reason we have those models. The more you tune in your senses, the more you're ready to listen to the universe, the more you're ready to accept yourself and others and really understand that you're just a human being. And I shouldn't say just a human being. I should say you are a human being with full infinite potential. Once you understand that you're a human being with full infinite potential, you need to take that gift and fully run with it.
I totally agree. You have all these gifts and you cannot waste a minute not using them. You have to step into your power and use them. Absolutely.
And to date, I think a lot of the world has tricked us into thinking that we have to live an old story. Let's make this podcast the end of that old story and let's start creating our new story today. Love you guys. Thank you for listening.
Thanks so much for having me, Scott.
It's a pleasure. I think we're going to walk back in the other room and make a smoothie. So I love you guys.
Take care.
Delicious sound. No, it's not the freshly fried patty of the Crispy McChicken sandwich. Well, actually it is. But it's also the sound of a debt being paid. Because this golden crisp chicken could be the very first meal you treat your parents to. Yes, parental payback is now available in many delicious McDonald's deals.
Like buy one, get one for a dollar. Every day at McDonald's, mix and match a new hot and spicy McChicken with classics like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece chicken McNuggets. Price and participation may vary. where you live shouldn't limit your access to quality internet. That's not fair. U.S. Cellular introduces fast and fair high-speed internet. With reliable home internet from U.S. Cellular, now there's no limit to how you stream, game, and work. So instead of this, you get this. Upgrade to fast and fair high-speed internet from U.S. Cellular. Upgrade to fair.